Wanderlust, Ice Inc., Milano Olympic Games, 5 Facts from the Women's Short Program. Walking into the arena for the women's short program didn't feel like the men's night. It felt quieter, sharper, almost suspended, like the building itself was holding its breath after the plot twists of the previous days. Men had shattered expectations, ice dance had divided people, pairs had delivered a comeback. By the time the women stepped on the ice, unpredictability was already the atmosphere. And the short program is built for that kind of tension. 2 minutes and 40 seconds, plus or minus 10. A jump combination, a solo triple, a double or triple axel. 3 spins, a step sequence. Miss one required box and the element can drop to 0. No second act, no time to rebuild. Olympic pressure becomes personal. That is what made this night essential to witness live. The field felt like a turning point, a reigning world champion defining her era, and a generational pillar skating what may be her final Olympic chapter, while a new wave walked straight into the spotlight. 5 things stood out. First, the hierarchy arrived instantly. Japan's 17-year-old Amina Kai led after landing a decisive triple axel, the kind of jump that doesn't just score points, it changes the temperature of the building. Second, Japan's depth was impossible to ignore, with 3 skaters inside the top group and the standings compressed into tenths. Third, Kaori Sakamoto did what she always does in big moments, make difficulty look simple. Her authority, speed, and edge quality carried the highest component weight among the leaders, proof that skating skills are still a weapon. Fourth, Alisa Liu stayed in direct contact with the lead through modern consistency. Controlled jumping, clean structure, musical intelligence, and the calm of someone who owns her career choices. Fifth, the triple axel conversation returned in full. Amber Glenn opened with a truly stunning 3A and followed with a strong combination. Then the short program showed its brutality when a later pop erased a required element. One extraordinary moment can light up an arena and still not rescue the math. And then, because the Olympics always have a multiverse, Snoop Dogg was in the stands reacting like a delighted superfan. It was funny and strangely refreshing to see someone enjoy the sport with zero protocol anxiety. Leaving the arena, Milan looked the same, cafes still full, trams still sliding past illuminated facades. But the story had moved. The short program didn't crown anyone. It drew the first lines, exposed the fragility of the margins, and set up a free skate where nothing feels settled.
Generate by AI.